Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. Part 4, A Long Time Dead, with Gary Waldhorn as Eddie and Harriet Walter as Angela.
Lou? Lou?
Hey?
It's me. Eddie?
Oh, thanks for coming, boy.
How are you feeling?
Ed, will you look under the bedclothes for me?
What for?
See if they really have chopped my leg off.
No.
Hey?
I can't look.
Why not?
I can't. I can't stand these places at the best of times, Lou, so please.
I want a cigarette.
You can't.
Why not?
In intensive care?
Look, either stick a fag in my mouth or pull the plugs on this bloody machine.
God help me. Is this what you call me in for?
You'll have to light it.
Is this what I got French to drive me here for at 100 miles an hour?
Oh, now I feel human.
Have a heart, Lou. Don't croak while I'm here.
Remember when we was kids?
I'll try not.
Hey, remember that racket we run up the market?
What's that got to do with anything?
You get thinking in this situation. Your mind goes back.
So they say.
Ed, there's a couple of things you've got to do for me.
Fire away.
You know Nonny?
That Iranian?
Yeah, he's looking after the shop for me.
Can you trust him?
He's magical with figures.
I'll bet.
Like you.
Bad news, Lou.
Anyway, I made him my partner. What choice had I got? Only problem, he failed to prove he'd been tortured.
That's tough.
So they're threatening to deport him, eh? Get my drift.
Lou, I'm not into arranging marriages anymore.
A nice, clean English girl.
They're tightening up. The nice, clean ones have run out.
He's got a grand save for her, and I'm going to match that for you.
I am short of a grand, as it happens.
There you are, then. Is it a deal?
Done.
Oh, you better finish this rag off.
Okay. Lou, I'm pressed for time. I've had to use one of my drivers to cover for me at the office. So, if you don't mind...
Eddie.
What?
More important than Nonny.
What?
Rona. I want her to visit me, Ed.
But she got divorced last year.
I made a mistake.
After you'd thrown her down 2 flights of stairs and taken an axe to her car.
I'd never have done it if I'd known... about my leg.
So what am I supposed to do?
Ring her for me, Ed.
But Lou...
Tell her. She's always had a soft spot for me. I'd give anything.
All right.
Try and swing it.
I'll do my best for you.
Thanks, Ed. I need someone. Who else is there? I mean, what wouldn't I give for her to come and plump my pillar up?
Leave it with me, Lou.
You did say you were family, didn't you, Mr... Have you been smoking in here?
Let the windows down, French. I need air.
You look pale, Ed.
Dizzy.
I'll drop you at the pub. Have a brandy. Where was he?
Tubes everywhere.
He's had a good innings.
Has he?
Made a million, lost a million, and made a million more.
And look where it's got him.
He was a smart operator. Was Lou.
Tell you one thing, boy. I'm going to keep going to the last. I'm going to die standing up with a drink in my hand.
There you are, then, Ed.
What?
The King's Arms.
What can I do for you, Ed?
What?
Don't often see you in here.
I'll have another double and half a light.
You've had 3 already.
Have I?
I've been watching you. What's up?
Nothing.
You haven't had a VAT inspection?
No.
Terry's boys haven't done you over.
No.
Has the bank manager twigged you then?
Nice to see you, Nico. Thanks for your concern. Now get lost.
I'm a friend. You know that, Ed. And just to prove it, I've found you a cleaning woman.
You've what?
You asked me to find you a cleaning woman to replace the one you lost.
Oh, don't bother me with minor details now.
But you said it was urgent. You said Angela insisted on the office being cleaned as part of your strategy for moving up market.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's starting tomorrow after she's finished in the pub. Name of Nelly. All right, old slag, but I don't reckon she'll be put off by a bit of filth.
She sounds lovely, thanks.
I'll be on my way then.
Don't go, Nico.
All right. I don't like to see you down. Do you want a snort?
Just tell me what it's about.
What?
All of this. Life.
It's about having a good time, isn't it?
And what does it all amount to in the end? If in the end you're alone with no one to hold your hand.
I think I'd better get you to have a drink.
Wait, I just went to see Lou.
All right. Nasty, I heard. Mind you, he was on 60 smokes a day, Ed, not to mention the vodka. How many are you on?
I'm giving up tomorrow.
That's funny, me too. Andy, another double and a chaser over here.
Right.
Drink up and cheer up, eh?
Yeah.
Remember when you had to have that tetanus jab?
No.
You do. When Harvey's Rottweiler got you. You cracked a dog over there with a tyre lever and then passed out at the sight of a needle.
Now I've got to try my luck with a real bitch.
Who?
Rona.
Not Lou's ex.
Yeah, he wants to see her.
You're in for an ear bashing.
She's got a soft spot for him, though. I'm sure Lou's right about that. I'm going to give her a try now.
Who did you say?
Eddie. Remember that box Lou took at Ascot, Rona, 2 years back?
Oh, yes. What's you after?
It's Lou. He's in hospital, Rona. He's had a leg amputated.
Only one?
Come off it, Rona. He's desperate to see you. He's practically at his last gasp.
So was I last time I seen him. Do you know what he did to me?
He's very sorry. He's a picture of remorse.
Do you realise that man more or less held me hostage for 15 years?
Well, being married for 15 years, Rona's got to count for something. There must have been good times.
When?
We had a good laugh at Ascot, didn't we?
Did we? He hocked my diamond bracelet to pay off a bet that day. A bet with you, wasn't it? Yes. As far as I'm concerned, you can tell that bastard to go to hell.
Any joy in?
What?
Your drink's waiting.
I don't know what I'm going to tell Lou.
She wouldn't wear it.
That's an understatement.
Cow.
Not sure I blame her.
No, Lou was a fool to herself. I mean, what can compare to the love of a woman?
Nothing.
I mean, a good woman's got to be a comfort in the end. Where are you going now?
I'm going to ring Angela.
Well, there's a good woman, if ever there was one.
Yes, and I'm going to invite her out to dinner.
Eddie, I'm enjoying every mouthful.
Then stop giving me a hard time.
All I'm saying is that I valued Mrs. Marshall very highly. Not only had she been my cleaning lady for 5 years, but she'd been Mummy's cleaning lady for 15 years before that.
Oh, well, you're special people. That'd explain it.
Explain what?
Why she'd got no experience of real dirt.
I'd warned her the office hadn't been cleaned for ages. In fact, she was relishing the challenge. No, it was the filthy language and the pornography that finished her.
It's a calendar. A girl with a spanner.
I had to accept responsibility. It is my office and the cars are my business, after all.
Well, glad to hear it's nothing to do with me.
Oh, Eddie, I didn't mean that.
I only run the business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Please. It's just that I'm upset that now she's refused to clean my flat anymore, too.
Nico's found a woman to replace her.
Really? Do you think she'll do for me?
I had to visit a dear friend in hospital today.
Oh, I see.
I hate those places, don't you?
Well, it depends, of course, but I find them rather fascinating, actually.
You're unbeatable, do you know that?
In fact, I did once think of becoming a nurse.
I could just see you in the uniform.
Trust you?
No, but really, you never fail to impress me, sweetheart. And you're right. We have loads of laughs and always plenty to talk about.
Because of the business.
And we are very useful to each other, too. Will you marry me, Angel?
I beg your pardon?
You don't want to marry me. Well, how can I blame you?
No, I didn't say... I mean, it comes as a bit of a shock, Eddie. You just suddenly apropos of nothing like that.
I've been thinking about it for some time.
Have you really?
Well, since 6 o'clock anyway.
Eddie.
Well, it makes sense to me.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
It's nice to see you laugh, sweetheart, but don't push your luck. Tell me by tomorrow or you might find someone's got ahead of you in the queue.
Up or I'll kick the bloody door in.
Car service.
Who say it? The barricade.
New cleaning lady. Yes, darling, a car's on its way.
You think I've got all day?
What's going on?
It's been chaos in here, boy, ever since she swooped through the door on her broomstick.
2525.
Just wait till I see Nico.
Get out of it!
Heck, can you think straight?
Just look at the dockets I've got piled up here too. 2-5, go 3-1-A Hammersmith Broadway, wait and return to city.
And next time, pull the chain.
Or take this 4-A and D, eh?
No, that was 3 down in a pile, French, and you know I operate a fair rotor system.
Since when?
I'm in there picking up my winner's head, and this woman's blasting my concentration.
There's plenty of other places to sit and read the sporting line.
3-1-A, I said 3-1-A.
There is not so. I never pick a winner sitting someplace else.
And I'm switching this TV off.
Car service.
She can't do that. That TV's never been off.
Oh, it's red hot.
Yes, sir. Minimum fare £3.
She switched the TV off, Ed.
My pleasure, sir.
Ed, she switched...
Liam, take this docket and go to Greenways.
I was here first.
They want to move a filing cabinet.
And mine's an estate car. All right.
And remember to get that docket signed.
Where's Miss Squeegee?
I need you here, Frenchie. As if I haven't enough on my plate, I've got to ring round and find a woman. You cover these phones while I use my spare line.
Yeah, but you got a woman.
No, not a cleaning woman.
Oh, I thought you wasn't providing girls for customers anymore.
No, French. Lou's asked me to find someone to marry Nonny. Has your sister remarried?
Yes.
No chance of her getting a divorce by next week.
No.
Some blattered Miss Squeegee.
Are you married, Nelly?
Not anymore, thank God.
I suppose no man could take it.
Mind your feet.
Would you marry for £1,000?
Not for a million. I like to go home and shut me front door. I like to put me slippers on without some bloke mucking me about.
Oh, very succinctly put.
I said mind your feet, as you want to keep round the ear.
You can't talk to Eddie like that. He's the boss around here.
Get that phone for me, French. Now listen, Nelly, you and I aren't working out.
Car service.
Well, I only just started. And what about your lady, Angela, wasn't it? Wants me to do for her too.
Yes, madam, sir.
I'm giving you your cards.
Oh, I'm not taking them.
I can't believe this.
This job suits me. Just round from the pub.
Thank you, madam. Goodbye.
Oh, go and dust the TV.
Dust it? Need hammer and chisel to get that dirt off.
What we gonna do, Eddie? You can't let her stay here.
Never mind the Doc Martin boots, boy. Have you seen the biceps on her?
Yes, but, Eddie.
Hello, sweetheart. How can we help you?
Is my mum here?
That you, Lizette?
See, they're moving in from all sides.
Can you lend us a fiver, mum?
Get lost.
I suppose I couldn't have a car for free.
I'm trying to run a business, if you don't mind.
Here's something up, Lizzie.
Well, I only want to collect the kids.
Well, why can't Rusty get him?
He's playing snooker.
Oh, we ought to take some responsibility. Bad enough he's never married you.
Oh, you're not married?
Not exactly.
French, would you like to give this lady a nice ride in your car?
But I ain't got no money.
On the house, sweetheart. You are with me, French?
Yes. Leave it with me, eh?
Hey, Eddie, before you say anything, mate, they go and slash my tires again. Hey, hello, Lizette.
Bye, Marmite.
Where are you going?
French is just giving her a lift. How do you know her?
I know her man, Rusty.
Compatriot of yours.
And a friend.
Oh, then if he's your friend, you tell me, why don't he marry her?
Because he got a couple of wives back home, missus.
Doesn't matter what colour, blokes stink.
Never mind, Nelly. I'm going to see what I can do for your Lizette.
But I want the money up front, Eddie.
Have another Malibu.
No, give me the money first.
I've given you 25%. You get the rest on the steps of the registry office afterwards, Lizette.
No, I want it before. I want it the minute I say I do.
What a travesty this is.
What?
Don't you trust me or something?
No.
All right. I'll slip the 750 quid in your handbag in the registry office the minute you say the words. Satisfied?
Perhaps I won't tell Rusty, though. He can come on a bit heavy.
I wouldn't tell him, then.
But as against that, I'd like the kids to be bridesmaids.
Are you mad? This is only a 24-hour job.
Oh, I know. I've never got married before.
Anyway, there's no time. I've already booked a special licence for Saturday.
Rusty will benefit, though.
How?
He's been trying to save up to visit his family back home. Now I can shout him the fare.
You're a good girl. I'm going to get you that Malibu.
Ed, this guy I'm marrying, he is going to pay the divorce costs.
Of course.
And Ed, what's his name?
Nelly,
the kitchen, finishing the silver.
Nellie, the sitting room looks lovely and... Oh, no, please don't rub so hard.
Well, can't get this yellow off the spoons.
That's gilt. That's why... And, Nellie, next time you do the display cabinet, would you be awfully sweet and not shove the glasses back so they knock against each other? They're antique, and chips on the rims do detract somewhat from their value. How's it going at the office?
Just say, if you're not satisfied. No skin off my nose.
Oh, no, honestly, I am, actually.
Oh, well, I'm licking the office into shape. It's an uphill job with that Eddie.
Really? Why?
Oh, he's got a nasty temper on him.
Really?
Some of the goings-on in there you wouldn't believe.
I've often wondered. Nellie, please tell me.
Why? What's it to you?
Well, it is my business.
Your what?
This company is.
Oh, well, no wonder that explains it. No wonder he gets in a bad temper.
How do you mean?
Oh, what man's happy working for a woman?
Oh, come on, Nellie. Things are different nowadays.
Oh, yeah. You've got proof.
Oh, dear. I suppose, to be honest, I had felt, well, a sort of undertow of resentment, but then I'd suppose that sprang from my insistence on running business projections and rationalising procedures and so on.
Oh, you sort don't half kid yourselves.
Why, how?
You haven't rationalised nothing, and you never will. Good, it's my money.
Yes.
Well, I'm off then.
No, don't go, Nellie. I want you to explain.
What?
Well, for example, about Eddie losing his temper.
Oh, forget it. Anyway, seems a bit calmer now he's arranged this marriage.
What marriage?
Well, with me daughter, Lisette.
You mean to say... When?
Saturday. He's fixed a special licence and I'm going to order Lisette's bouquet now. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Eddie, all I do is give you a friendly warning.
But Rusty won't ever know, will he? Unless you tell him. Car service?
He's a frigging psycho.
Nonny, how's the bridegroom-to-be? Anyway, Mohammed, I thought you said he was a friend of yours.
That's how I know he's a psycho.
Yes, everything looks good my end, Nonny. I'm even splashing out on a white Merc for the sake of the blushing bride, whose name, by the way, is Lisette. Unfortunately, none of my boys have a prestige car at the moment, so I'm getting one of Terry's drivers to do the honours.
I've got it, Eddie!
What? Hang on a minute, Nonny.
Loose cheque for your grand's worth of commission. Here.
Is this made out to me?
Can't you read it?
No. Looks like a spider crawled across it.
Lou's very shaky now, Ed.
Run down a bank, French. If they don't accept this cheque, I might have to call this wedding off. You still there, Nonny?
Won't be long, Ed.
Nonny, my other phone. Could be Terry confirming the Merc for Saturday. I'll ring you back, boy. Car service.
Listen, mate, even if Rusty wasn't a psycho, none of us take no messing with our women.
Sweetheart, do you know I was just thinking about you? The reason being, Angela, that we have to discuss this company's lack of prestige cars. Do you know I have a very important wedding this Saturday that I've got to have a roller or Merc for and... Angela? That's funny, she's rung off. I didn't say anything, did I?
Ah, you don't have to, man.
Car service. Sweetheart.
These women are nothing but troubles.
Darling, yes, I do remember that you're going to your mother's for the weekend. And it's very nice of her to invite me along too. But, Angela, I have an important prior engagement this Saturday, so I'm afraid... Angela? Do you know she's rung off again? Or else there's something wrong with her phone.
Angela, please don't shout. I can hear you perfectly.
I am not shouting!
And please calm down. Since I never invited Eddie for the weekend, I cannot be surprised that he's not coming. But I don't understand why you can't come.
Because I'm too upset.
Surely not because Eddie's getting married.
Mummy, he asked me to marry him only 3 days ago.
He asked you? Oh, darling, what a nerve. And obviously you refused to make a fool of yourself, so now he's marrying this other girl. And if I may say, such a quick about turn makes it patently obvious that his feelings are even more fickle and shallow than one would have guessed. In fact, one must feel very sorry for this girl. Who is she?
The cleaner's daughter.
Very apt. please tender my congratulations.
He deserves better.
Angela, you cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
You're such a god-awful snob.
I want you to come down to Henley immediately. I don't like to think of you staying on your own, darling, in this dangerous frame of mind.
I'm not on my own. Susie's here. I'll ring you later. Goodbye. I suppose I'm behaving childishly.
Mothers can have that effect.
I don't know what I'll do without him, Susie.
Well, you'll still need the job. But if you're saying you wanted to marry him yourself...
Well, No, I suppose not. I don't want to lose him either.
So, what did he say when he told you about this girl, Lisette?
Nothing. He's deliberately kept me in the dark.
Well, if you can't talk to Eddie about it, I think you should talk to someone who knows him, Angela. You could be quite wrong.
Angela? It can't be. It is.
I hoped you'd be here, Nico.
Well, I'll save on overheads using this as my base. What can I do for you?
It's Eddie.
Now, there's a subject I'm an authority on.
You know about Lisette?
I heard a whisper, but more like a deafening shout.
Oh, and I'd hoped you might tell me it wasn't true.
Oh, don't worry about it. I know you've got fond of him, but it needn't affect you or the business. A marriage like this is all in a day's work to Eddie. Let's face it, he's always got an eye for the main chance.
Please don't go on.
And you'll have to allow him his little perks.
It's too sordid.
But his heart's in the right place.
Nico, he asked me to marry him a few days ago.
He asked you to... Do you know I find that strangely moving?
Now he's marrying this other girl.
Now he's...
It's the principle of the thing, don't you see?
Yes, well, I'm beginning to see. You think...
Do you think he was very resentful of me taking over the business after Uncle Bill's death?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it. Yes.
He's the pits. I hate him. He's marrying this girl to spite me. Well, good luck to him. God help her.
I would lend you my hanky, Angela, only it's a bit dirty. So I'll just buy you a drink, and then I'm afraid I'll have to rush.
No, I said, where are you now, 6-0?
Wonder this Hoover wasn't working. Had a beef burger stuck up its arse.
Then go, Chelsea Flowers.
Will you get off me, woman?
Then lift your feet.
Car service.
I'll swing for that woman yet, Eddie.
Hammersmith Bridge is closed, madam. He's still trying to get you via Putney.
There's been a curse on my horses since she came here, and she's finished off the TV with her scrubbing brush.
This isn't meant to be a recreation centre, boy, as no one ever told you.
Which reminds me, my brother-in-law from Galway, he's on 2 months sick leave and he's going to nip over and do a bit of work for you.
Eddie, am I glad I've caught you?
Yeah, this is my problem. I can't escape anyone. I'm a sitting duck in here. Leave me alone, Nico.
But, Eddie, I've set her up for you.
What? Who?
Angela. Ed, she's doing her nut because she thinks you're marrying Lisette.
Me? She... Are you joking?
Hope to die, Ed.
Lisette? What does she take me for?
I'd keep your voice down, Eddie. At least you're looking for a clip round the ear from a bucket.
How else can I take that, Nico, except as an insult?
But look at it from another angle, Ed. Angela's upset because she thinks you've dumped her. You want to get in there quick. Rich pickings, Ed.
How dare you?
And I done the groundwork for you.
I shall deal with you in a minute, Nico. Frenchie, have you got that cheque rewritten or not?
Lou's out of the action, Ed.
What?
He's dead.
Oh, no. Well, this is a sad day, and here was me feeling cheerful.
Sweet Jesus, may his soul rest in peace, amen.
Oh, shut up. Now what am I going to do?
Yeah, you kiss goodbye to your commission.
Better call the whole thing off.
That might be difficult.
What choice have I got?
Will you keep your voice down, Eddie?
What?
Nellie's only got Lisette a headdress up the market yesterday.
And ordered a fancy bouquet.
What have I done to deserve this?
What's going on round there?
Nothing, sweetheart. Just keep hoovering up the beef burgers.
Oh, I'm on to me scrubbing now, cheeky.
Well, it's down to Nonny.
Yes, give him a ring, Ed. See what leverage he's got on loose estate.
Yeah, and while you're on the phone, see how many cars he wants for the funeral.
You still here, Nico?
And if he's going to have a get-together after, Ed, would you mind just mentioning that I've got 3 dozen tins of top-quality Danish ham? Oh, hello, Mohammed. We've just had bad news.
Yes, I got bad news too, mate. I just seen Rusty. He's coming to get you, Ed.
Where's the tyre lever, French?
Through the bay.
Get it. Liam, get over there. Mohammed, take the door.
Well, I'd better be on my way, then.
Oh, it's too late, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay, honky.
Nice to see you, Rusty. Pocket the knife, boy. I'm sure we can come to an arrangement.
I'm sure also. I'm gonna pin you like a pretty white butterfly high on that wall.
French!
No! Out of my way, Charlie. Let me to him.
Oh. What the hell's going on here, Rusty? Drop that and take that!
No!
Enough kid!
No!
You saw him off sharpish, Nelly.
Well, that's one hell of a swing she got with that bucket.
Yeah, so watch it.
Oh, I will, I promise.
Eddie!
He's got a nasty car, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't like the look of that cut on his forehead.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm ringing the ambulance.
Eddie?
Hey.
It's me, Angela.
Angel? Thanks for coming, sweetheart.
How are you feeling?
French says Lou will need 6 cars for his funeral and an articulated truck for his wreaths. Good for him, eh? Me? I'll be lucky to get 1 bunch of crescents.
What nonsense.
I've got no one.
Well, you soon will have, won't you? When you've married Lisette.
Oh, yeah. Nico told me about that. You've got the wrong end of the stick. Lisette is marrying a friend of Lou's. Or at least she was.
Oh, Eddie. Oh, and there was I frantically thinking up schemes to keep you interested.
I knew it. I'm too honest for my own good.
Oh, but never mind. This crisis has forced me to reappraise the situation with regard to the business. Eddie, I've decided I want to make you an equal partner.
Why? Do you love me?
Well, I simply thought it might inspire you to take a more responsible attitude, that's all.
Forget it, then.
Why?
It's too late, darling. I'm past it.
You only had 4 stitches, you know.
I can't struggle on any longer.
And they're only keeping you in overnight because you fainted at the sight of the needle.
It's a deep-down weariness I can't explain. Maybe I'd pick up if you said you'd marry me.
First, give some thought to accepting my offer of a business partnership. Sleep on it, Eddie. I'll talk to you in the morning. Night-night.
Nurse, wheel that phone over, darling.
You ticked your menu for supper?
You tick it for me, sweetheart. I'll have one of everything.
Leave go of me.
I'm only trying to see the time by your watch.
No, take your hands off.
Car service.
French, Eddie, line Harry up for me. I want special terms on a Merc for the company. And get hold of Bob. I want a van for light deliveries. Oh, and a couple of bikes for dispatch work.
I shall call sister.
You shouldn't wear your watch upside down, then it wouldn't be so difficult for me to see.
What's going on, Ed?
It's just one of the nurses spread-eagled across my bed.
You're back on form, then.
What does it sound like, boy?
Sounds like another miraculous recovery, Ed.
That was Radio Cars by Jennifer Phillips. In part 4, A Long Time Dead, the part of Eddie was played by Gary Waldhorn and Angela by Harriet Walter. Mrs. Corfton Brown, Maxine Audley, Nico, Neil Dudgeon, Frenchy, Terence Edmund, Mohammed, Stefan Khalifa, Lou, Ronald Herdman, Liam, Gerard O'Hare, Nellie, Mary Wimbush, Lisette, Joanna Mays, Susie, Daniel Allen, and Rusty, Ben Onwukwe. The play was directed by Richard Wertley.